The Azure Active Directory administration experience gives you the visibility and control that you need to empower your users to be productive while keeping your business secure. Our administration experience lets you automate many routine tasks, such as adding and removing users from groups, provisioning users with access to SaaS applications, such as Salesforce, managing licenses to Microsoft services, such as Office 365, and enabling users to reset their own forgotten passwords. This automation lets you get your employees productive faster while reducing your cost for operating your help desk. Azure AD gives you powerful security controls that let you define the conditions under which a user can access an application, such as by requiring multi-factor authentication. You can use Azure AD's identity protection and privileged identity management capabilities to ensure the ongoing security of your user accounts and to reduce the number of permanent assignments that you have to high-privileged roles. So while your organization becomes more productive and more cost-effective by leveraging cloud services, the advanced security capabilities of Azure AD can help you ensure that you continue to meet your security and governance requirements. All this builds on Azure AD Connect, which integrates your Azure AD in the cloud to your existing identity infrastructure, such as Windows Server AD and the applications that use AD. Azure AD integrates with your existing infrastructure, extends it to the cloud, and lets you get more value from your existing investments. One of the most powerful automation capabilities in Azure AD is the Dynamic Membership Rules feature. The administration experience gives you a simple way to define which users in your organization should be members of a group, in this case, members of the marketing department. Then, Azure AD automatically adds members to the group when users enter the marketing department and removes members from the group when they leave the marketing department. And you can see the automated changes in group membership recorded in the audit log. When your business requirements are more sophisticated, you can use an advanced rule to define membership in the group, such as in this example, where membership is defined as users who are either in the sales department or the marketing department and are also located in the United States. You can use groups in Azure AD to drive powerful automation behaviors, such as in provisioning users with access to SaaS applications. In this example, you can see that I've assigned access to Salesforce to two different groups in Azure AD. The employees group is assigned to the Chatter free user role, and the vendor group is assigned to the Chatter external user role, which has reduced permissions as appropriate for vendors. And I've configured automated provisioning so that whenever a user enters one of these groups, the user is provisioned by Azure AD into Salesforce so the user has an account with the right profile in Salesforce. I've also configured single sign-on between Azure AD and Salesforce. This enables a user to sign into Salesforce using their Azure AD credentials. This helps the user because they don't need to remember another password, and it helps you because it makes access deprovisioning easier if you ever need to remove the user's access. You can configure single sign-on from Azure AD to any of the over 2,000 applications that are pre-integrated into the Azure AD application gallery. You can also configure single sign-on to your own applications, running in the cloud or in your data center. For any of these applications, you can address security considerations by defining conditions under which users can access the application. The first policy is configured so that any marketing user needs to use multi-factor authentication anytime they sign into Salesforce or Twitter. The second policy is configured so that any guest user needs to have authenticated with multi-factor authentication before accessing any of my applications. Conditional access policies in Azure AD give you fine-grained control over which users and groups are in scope for the policy, as well as the controls that need to be satisfied in order for a user to sign into the app, such as requiring multi-factor authentication or requiring a device to be compliant with your policies. You can also use groups in Azure Active Directory to automate the assignment of licenses to Microsoft services, such as Office 365. You can assign a license to a group, in this example, all sales and marketing employees. When you assign a license to a group, all of the users in the group are assigned that license. Azure AD then automates the assignment and removal of licenses as users are added and removed from the group. And when you assign a license to a group, you're also able to control which of the related services your users are able to access. This lets you deploy services to your users in a way that meets your business requirements. One of the most powerful cost-saving features of Azure Active Directory is self-service password reset. This feature lets a user who's forgotten their password reset it themselves without calling your help desk. Our administration experience lets you control which users are eligible to reset their own password, the methods they use to reset their password, and the policy for registering for password reset. And just like in other places in our portal, you can click on audit logs to see activity related to the feature, in this case, registration and reset activity. One of the coolest features of our administration experience is the user-centric view of identity and access. This is useful in troubleshooting, during investigations, and to test the initial configuration of a feature. Our administration experience gives you a clear picture of the user's identity and access to resources, as well as the activity related to those resources. In this example, you'll see how the automation capabilities of Azure AD can make a new user productive very quickly. On the User Profile tab, I see that the user was synced in from Windows Server AD and is in the marketing department. When I click on Groups, I see all the groups that the user is a member of by virtue of dynamic membership rules, because the user is in the marketing department, because the user is an employee, and because the user reports to Isabella Day. On the Applications tab, I can see that this user has access to three applications and that they got that access as a result of the groups that they're in: Travel Wizard, an internal application, and Twitter and Salesforce, two SaaS applications. You can also see that the user has been assigned licenses for Enterprise Mobility and Security, as well as Office 365, and that the user was assigned these licenses because of the groups to which they were added by those dynamic membership rules. You can see in the audit logs how all this comes together to make a new user productive very quickly. After being provisioned from the HR system into Windows Server AD, at 3:12, the user was synchronized into Azure Active Directory. After the dynamic membership rules were applied, you can see that the user was assigned licenses for Office 365 and Enterprise Mobility and Security. Then the user was able to enroll in multi-factor authentication and register for self-service password reset. Just a few minutes after that, the user signed in successfully to SharePoint Online, Exchange Online, and to Salesforce. This user-centric view of identity and access ensures that you have visibility and control from the scale of your whole organization down to the level of an individual user. The administration experience for Azure AD lets you automate routine tasks that empower your employees to be productive faster. It gives you advanced security capabilities with the flexibility to meet complex business requirements. And it gives you the visibility and control that you need to ensure that everything is working the way that it should.